any good client will ask how it all started, right? Because they want to know, they want that connection. And so when they're able to see that this started not by wanting to make money, but wanting to establish a home for our growing family, I think they also appreciate the fact that we started in Chestermere and we built in Chestermere. We lived among our clients. They were our neighbors, not just that in that subdivision, but further along into Chestermere, we were able to live amongst our clients, and everyone's just a big happy family in these small little subdivisions. So I think that merits its weight in gold, that we're able to both live and work amongst our clients. And so I think that speaks volumes to any prospective clients as well. So it is Mo and I and our trusted trade group. So that's why we're so close to our trades, that we count on them. You know, Mo and I share a lot in common, both our other professions, our academic professions, and our ownership in the company. It actually builds us together. Like, we have such a strong commitment to each other. We have a commitment to our other professions. We have a commitment to our children. We have a commitment to our company and helping it grow. And also we have a commitment to our clients. So our bond and our ability to work together is integral to the success of the builds. The reality is just as much as they pick us, we pick them. That's the way it is. We believe that it's a very intimate experience, and it's a very intimate relationship, because some people can't even stay married for a year, let alone like year and a half of planning and executing. And it's so personal to us that because we're a smaller outfit, we never worry about where we get our next meal, because we know we're putting our best foot forward and these clients always refer. So we don't have to advertise, we don't need to do anything. We just are fed by word of mouth. And so we know that we need to step it up and help people be happy in the end, right? Leaving something on the table for them as well is what we really do. Because we're a smaller operation, our overhead costs are minimal. So we're able to kind of provide that forward, and our clients are able to kind of save a little bit. It's not transactional, it's really just a commitment to a family, a commitment to a family from a family. It takes approximately 16 months from the day that we meet, because we need to plan, we need to go through the process, and the city's a little different. But I do want my hats off to the City of Calgary, because their development services and their building services, their platform and what they use and how they interact with builders is amazing. Well, their operating software is amazing. They're great to work with. Very knowledgeable staff in the office and then out in the field. They really are eager to support the builders and educate the builders. So hats off to them. We have had it's been such an honor to build in the City of Calgary, like specifically City of Calgary, because of the way they operate and how we go through the process. So it was a tough year. It was a tough year, but this recognition from our industry peers, I mean, what more do you want than that? It's not just some guy off the street. It's people who serve the building industry, people who contribute to the building industry, who review all of these and who rate them and see quality there. And that's what we've always wanted. I think that was our philosophy, was we wanted people to either enter the property and feel the love and the pride that went into these homes. And it is apparent. It is apparent when you walk into them, and I will stand true to that. We have no aspirations to grow any larger. We will stay committed to our five to seven homes a year. We will just continue the course. We will continue the course and continue to inspire, you know, others, and continue to establish a balance in our life. And continue to turn over great homes for amazing people. Wow, I was supposed to be a dentist, and look, I'm a builder. Like, how does that happen? And a registered nurse, yeah. And I hope we continue to be able to serve in any way that we are capable of serving.